So when did you become, politically active? Do you remember
I
being
can't remember a time when I
political?
wasn't.
So as a young, when you were in school, for
Oh,
example, were you?
absolutely.
What did you do that was
And
sort of
I was,
political?
I mean, people shunned me sometimes because I was labor. I mean, you just didn't do that, you know. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, no.
So what did you do as a labor CCF sort of a person? Like, what
Oh,
were the
I
issues
don't
that?
know. I guess I got my cue from my dad. And did you work elections? Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Every election. Oh, yeah. And it was very important that you get labor in. I mean, we used to work very hard.
So during the Depression, though, there weren't municipal elections because the city or the municipality went into receivership for 10
Well, I
years.
don't know
So
what you call it. We had elections. I don't know what you
between
call it.
1932 and 42, Burnaby went bankrupt,
Yeah,
as they say, and so they had a commissioner from Victoria.
right.
So do you remember as a youngster working provincial or federal elections
Oh,
a lot?
yeah. Talk about when your dad used to talk to Ernie Winch. Oh, yes. They might like this.
Okay,
Ernie
Ernie Winch is a
Winch,
big figure.
he used to walk from Joyce Road along Kingsway to Edmonds. That's where Ernie and my dad used to watch for him. And the two of them would talk there on Kingsway. We were at 4019 Kingsway, and Ernie used to walk right past us, and my dad would be out there talking. Oh, Ernie Winch. Oh, yeah, he was the one. Absolutely.
Because I think
Oh.
he was the MLA for about 20 years. So very, was he a charismatic person? Did people
Oh,
like him?
absolutely. Ernie Winch. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes.
And what did he what did he do for the community? Do you know, was did he?
I don't know. I
I
don't know
think the
what
big
he.
thing was New Vista, wasn't?
Yeah, he was New Vista. He started New Vista.
Which was for seniors housing.
Oh, yeah. And before that, it was a house for unmarried mothers. That's what he did. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Ernie Winch was the person, as far as I'm concerned. As far as my life is concerned, Ernie, oh yeah, and he and my dad were very good friends. And the Ernie used to walk along Kingsway, go past our house, and my dad would be out there to meet him, and they'd have a long, oh yeah, Ernie Winch.
Can you remember some of the issues of the day that maybe
Oh
Ernie
God,
Winch and
no,
your father
not
were
now. I
involved
can't
in?
remember now.
Okay.
No.
Do you recall when the Reeve and Council were reinstated in Burnaby? That was 1942, and Burnaby went back to elections. Was that an
What was
issue?
reinstated?
Well, from 1932 to 1942,
Oh,
Burnaby
yeah.
was administered by a commissioner,
That's
and the
right.
Reeve and Council
That's right.
were put
Yeah.
aside. So, do you remember 1942 with the first municipal elections in 10
Not
years?
really.
No.
Not really, no.
The year following that, they abolished the ward system
Oh,
in Burnaby. Was that
yes.
a big issue?
It
You think?
was. Oh, yeah. It was a big issue.
Do you remember what side of the issue you were on? Did you were you in favor of
I'm
it or
pretty
not?
sure we weren't on the ward issue, I'll tell you that, because if there was any skullduggery going on, it's in the wards. Oh no.
So you thought that getting rid of the ward
That
system was
was
probably a
good.
good
Oh yes,
idea.
absolutely. Oh yeah.
And were some people in favor of keeping the ward system?
There must have been, or it wouldn't have been there.
Something else I've come across, which I find very interesting too, is a town planning and a municipal planning document from 1946.
Oh, yeah.
Burnaby seems to have been engaged in town planning. Is that something that you were at all aware of? And whether
If
the
I was, I
municipal
can't
government,
remember. I can't remember.
whether they were
Yeah.
involved in. The remarkable thing about it is that it seemed to actually be taken seriously for about 20 years. So how they zoned the city, the municipality.
No, I can't remember. You should have come and asked me this 5 or 6 years ago, and I probably could have remembered then.
These are all little political tidbits that have sort of made me wonder what was really going on at the time. How about the post-war atmosphere? I mean, when we think of politics following the Second World War, we often think of what was going on in the United States with McCarthyism and communist
Yeah,
fears and
yeah,
all that.
yeah.
Did Burnaby have that sort of
Don't you remember when, actually it was even before that, because don't you remember when you were at school and that one woman used to tell you what the CCF stood for? You tell him.
Oh, yeah. Miss Gooding. This was a teacher. And I guess she got the idea what my family was. So she took me aside one day and she talked to me about it. And I can remember going home and saying to my dad, "What do you know what the teacher said to me today?" And he said, "Did she?" And I said, "Oh, yes, this is wonderful. This was Miss Gooding?"
Yeah, but there's another, so she was a CCF supporter.
Yeah.
But don't you remember there was the girl that you've often told me about that her dad worked at the store?
Oh,
and
yes.
She says, this is what she told you what the CCF stood for.
Yeah, Canada's Communist Fools.
Yes. Oh, my.
Oh, this. There was a store at the corner of Kingsway and McKay. She said to me one day, "You know what that stands for, Hazel? Canada's Communist Fools." I came home and told my dad, and he was just furious.
Hmm. So the CCFers didn't see themselves as communists per se.
Oh no. I'm sure my dad didn't.
But there were communists in town. There were labor
people. The communists were very strong. Oh yeah. Yes, they were. Oh
did,
yeah.
Did they sort of come from a particular area of Burnaby? Do you know?
I don't remember any area, but they were very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, they were.
Well, what distinguished then the communists? I guess they called themselves labor progressives, maybe at the
they
time.
They were at one time, I think. Yeah.
What was the difference between that group and the CCF group?
They never got together. No, they didn't. Some people in the CCF would have liked that, but no. My dad wouldn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah. I think it was the whole division of private property issues and everything.
Oh,
which...
Yeah.
So I'm curious. I read a few newspaper articles from that time where some of the editors looked like they actually used the term, you know, they made disparaging comments about communists.
Oh, I know.
I wonder, was there what we call red baiting in that era?
I don't know what you would call it. It certainly wasn't. It was the CCF were on their own,
mm-hmm.
and they were. I went to school with kids, you know, that there were liberals and conservatives, and I was always the one on the outs because I was CCF.
I was away. But Ernie Winch kept getting reelected in Burnaby.
Yeah.
So there must have been a strong CCF
Wonderful.
Presence.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, there was Ernie, I remember, and then what was his son's name? What was the other?
Harold.
Harold Winch, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were very, very close to that family, oh, yeah. And, of course, the Jubilee Labor Hall was the center of my life. It was, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was around. We had... all kinds of dues at the Jubilee mm-hmm. Labor Hall. I can remember yet. Of course, now they won't let them have, bring food,
hot
you know.
Potlucks.
Hot potluck. Oh, yeah, we used to have that all the time. And finally, I think the municipality stopped it. But, yeah, that's how we raise money.
Mm-hmm.
We had potluck dinners. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you remember any big issues that were debated, maybe, or
strategized?
Not
really.